rip. By the way, my voice, I don't know what it is. I like lost my voice, so I can't like talk.
It's always sounded terrible. Don't worry about it.
All right, but like it kind of sounds sexy. Ain't gonna lie.
Not even, bro. I don't know who's ever told you that, but
everybody, bro. Do you know how many times so many times I've been on the phone. Like I was on a bus or some shit, right? And my boy's on the phone. Let me talk to her. It's like, ooh, I like your voice. Like, I'm like, what? Shut up. It's not that serious. Like, that's my life, bro. It's always
I've been trying to delete the sound of your voice every time we speak on the phone.
That's a damn lie.
It's atrocious to listen to, honestly. I'd rather listen to people getting murdered. It's atrocious to my ears. Okay. So I hate to break it to you.
Either way, yeah. Welcome back to the podcast.
I'd rather hear puppies cry for help.
Dogs.
I'd rather hear Michael Vick's dogs, to be perfectly honest with you.
That went kind of dark, I ain't gonna lie. A little dark. Was not ready for that one.
Okay. Oh my god. How you doing?
I am okay. I have
Corona.
Yeah. I'm dealing with it. That's why we're not doing it from in person or whatever.
This guy decided to get fucking Corona and shit, even though they don't do nothing for you.
I think you gave it to me, low key.
Low key, I'm negative, son. Test so again.
You can still carry it. Like, you can just have it on you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't have it.
You don't gotta have it to give it to somebody.
I don't gotta have it. How the fuck does that make sense? How do I not give you an apple if I don't carry it around?
You didn't have to eat the apple to carry it around.
Oh, but I didn't even have the apple to give it to you.
It was in your backpack. What you mean?
I checked the backpack. The backpack says, yo, you know when you go to the airport, they check your shit? It says, yo, nothing. How the fuck am I going to give you something I don't have?
It followed you.
Yeah, son.
It was attached to Venom. You. It was attached to you. It's not
a Venom symbiote. Fuck out of here. Bro.
Who else could it be?
Everyone else you're attached to?
Besides you.
Besides me, exactly. Everyone else.
Got it.
You hang around the most suspicious individuals.
Who?
Around. All of the individuals that you hang around with are all suspicious.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Raise suspicion.
I'm going to let them know you said that. I don't even hang out with nobody, so I don't know who I'm going to talk to. What you mean?
Yeah, fucking right.
Either way.
Fucking right.
Either way. How's your week?
Yeah, it was much of the same because people around me caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you attached it to me, and I carried it back home and then fucked everyone over.
Oh, that's what it was?
Maybe that's what it was, yeah.
But you took a test and you don't have it.
Shit. Yeah, but according to you, making up fucking science like Fauci and shit. We don't get political. I'm just saying. Fucking out here telling me I carry shit like venom and whatnot. Fuck out of here.
So, but it's been a chill week other than that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, though, because honestly, I wanted to get out. I wanted to get out like Jordan Peele. It was inside the whole time.
Bro, you're inside. I'm in a room. Like, I'm legit quarantined to, like, one space. So, it's not fun.
It's atrocious.
It's not fun.
It's atrocious. This is not good for anybody.
It's not. And it's like, usually I would love to be in my office all day, every day. But it's like, now I kind of just, I'm like, walk around a little bit. It's like, bro, like, get me out of here.
It's the have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the have to. That's why, like, you can't have to anything. If it comes out of desire, that's one thing. But if you have to, anything that you have to do is not fun.
Yeah.
That's why you always want to cuss in class. That's why you want to sleep in class. Say fuck you to the teacher sometimes. Because you can't do those.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, allegedly.
That's your whole, like, idea on life. Like, I ain't no shit I have to do. So, like, I know for you, you're going through it.
No, it's not me, nigga. It's everyone.
That's definitely you. Like, don't tell me I have to. Don't tell me I'm supposed to. Like, I do what I want. Like, damn, relax.
Yo, I'm relaxed, bro. What the fuck? I'm just saying, literally, that's why everybody's going crazy.
Okay.
Including yourself.
Got it.
I'm just putting words to your feelings, son.
I mean,
I'm a poet, look.
You're a poet. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Back that up. I be spitting bars, man.
You're a poet. You... I mean, you could be. You should write some poetry.
Whatever it looks like. What are you, yo? What are you talking about? That's gotta be the, yo. You're a poet. Yeah, yo. You could be. Just write some poetry.
You don't, no, like you actually, yeah. You're claiming the title. Just doctor shit. You're claiming the title shit. Without actually being about that life. Like you should write some shit.
I just did. I spit.
Man. No, you nigga, you did not. Oh, you can't talk until you're a poet.
I was, just spitting some real.
Okay. Either way, freaking, yeah, so locked up. I've been just, like, trying to find shit to do. And, like, I be my boy, right? So I finally read Sakamoto Days.
I caught up. Oh, shit. That's right. I remember you telling me you were going to catch up.
Yeah.
So. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to catch up, too.
Listen, when I tell you I'm reading something, it's never to make you read it too. It's just so like I'm about to just transition real quick to this real quick.
Okay, fair enough. And you were happy about this shit.
Yeah, this shit's clean.
Okay.
This shit's tell me more. Clean. So pretty much Sakamoto Days is about a dude, he's like a assassin. And then he leaves that lifestyle for his family. He wants to start a family. Because of that he gets out of shape and now he's like he still retains some of his skills and shit, but he's not the assassin he used to be. And then pretty much there's a bounty on his head, so niggas come after him all the time. And he has to kind of figure out what to do next. And he got like a little squad, like there's a main character with him. He is a assassin as well, but he was experimented on, so he can actually read minds, so it kind of helps with the assassination stuff. And like an ex-triad chick joins him, like that's like the main squad for the most part. Some other characters come and go, and it's just dope. See different assassins trying to take his life, or like just pull up and like try to like destroy his shop, or like take his girl, or whatever the case may be. And he gets busy, bro. He get busy. The whole squad gets busy. And like where I'm at right now, they just introduced. So Sakamoto, he's an assassin. In the assassin world, there's a thing called the Order, and I guess the Order is like the top of the top. So they right now like. The focus on the Order, and then there's also these other like assassin type people that are just pulling up, and bruh, they get busy. And I saw the scene you was talking about when you said the dude like slash the whole room in half or whatever, bruh, bruh, my dude goes crazy. Oh my god, I'm so excited! Like this is a good series. Like you don't have to read too deeply into things. You don't have to freaking like figure out algebra and like all this bullshit. You just fucking read it, enjoy it, have fun with the characters. You know what I mean? Kind of came back.
I feel like in every order or assassin or in every like assassin and every martial arts anything, there's always like an order. Yeah. There's always like an underground.
Yeah.
A fucking collective of people. Yeah. Illuminati or some shit.
Yeah. I mean you have to like something has to keep the rest of the like collection in check, I guess. And that's what the order does in this series. They're there to kind of make sure like things don't go crazy. You know what I mean?
How do they do that and then steal homeboy's girl? What kind of order does that create? You're just creating chaos.
So my description was trying not to give too much away. So I can't say too much. But how do they do that? They don't steal the girl, but some people still. So he has a wanted list, a wanted bounty on his head, right? So people do whatever they can. They're assassins. So they don't always play by like fair rules or whatever. They do what they can to try to get to him. So like, if that means taking your girl, they're gonna take your girl. That means freaking, I don't know, catching you at your daughter's school. They might do that. You know what I mean? Like they'll do what they gotta do to get your head.
Got it. I'm assuming they're operating by gang rules or or army rules. Like if you leave the gang, it's on site.
Yep.
And so as a result, then there's a wanted poster for a fucking quadrillion berries and shit for homie.
Yeah.
And he's just like a super nice dude, whoops ass on some other level shit, even if he's fat or out of shape or whatever. And the trope is that that's basically the ongoings every time. They're basically trying to get him, and that's basically the base of the story.
For the most part. So I think he kind of just played a Saitama role where it's like, he is mad powerful, but the funny part is that he's not the most powerful. He doesn't one shot everybody. Like he actually does like have to try because he's not as fit as he used to be. So before he was nice. He's still super nice, but like he's not top of the top anymore. It's been 5 years since he retired, so he kind of lost some of his like quickness and shit. So you get to see him still struggle and fight and everything. And like the new characters popping up, they're probably better than him. So I don't know what they're gonna do when they get there. But as of now, he's hanging in there.
Okay. So you have GoGo 13. You have the Zoldyck.
Yeah.
You have Sakamoto. You have the Spy Family. You have a few others that, let's just say the homie from Aristocrats. Who? Where does Sakamoto lie in the ladder of power for assassins?
For all of the assassins you just named?
Yeah, like is he nicer? Like, does he go hard in the paint? Is there a different technique that he uses that everyone else doesn't? Like, did he create some shit on some Aven like stuff?
Nah, he's just nice. So like this series, like some people have some sort of powers, like the mind reading and everything, or like they could be like guns and everything. But he is just nice. He's nice at everything. So like, he's the type that he'll make weapons out of whatever he wants, or like he'll use it as a weapon. So for example, I got some buffalo sauce right in front of me. Like, he'll like do something crazy with this and make it lethal. I don't know how. He'll just like throw it down your throat or like blind you or something crazy. Just like mad imaginative. So like, he doesn't carry like any like crazy weapon with him. He'll walk down the street. If you start picking a fight, he'll pick up whatever's on the ground, whatever trash you left over, and like, he'll use that against you, like a straw, a fucking I don't know, a can cap or something. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what he uses, he's gonna kill regardless. But he doesn't kill though. He doesn't want to kill because his wife said he can't kill no more. So ah, fuck, all right.
So he's a simp?
Yeah, that's why he quit being an assassin. His wife, she's like, yo, like, well, he made a decision, but he's like, yeah, like, she don't want me killing no more, so I'm gonna focus on the family.
That's not a simp, right? I guess that's voluntarily being, what is it, a better man.
Yeah,
he's a high value man from like a spiritual standpoint.
Yeah, all his decisions really is based on the fact that he has a wife and daughter, so he's like, I want to do what's best for them.
Also, you know, he was a hoe in the past life.
You think so?
Apparently, they say when you have daughters, that means you was fucking around way too much.
That's true. I mean, maybe all the deaths that he caused, maybe that might be a reason why.
Those are the bodies.
Yeah, those are the bodies. Exactly. I got you.
Interesting. Does it say why he left the order of the group, the assassination classroom that he was in?
Why he left? Just because he wanted a family. He didn't want to do what he's doing anymore. He's like, he met her and fell in love and was like, oh, this is it. This is what I want to do in my life.
Doesn't that stand a test to how strong like vagina really is?
I mean, was it vagina or just like her? You know what I mean? Because he didn't touch the box yet.
You said he has a kid. How did he touch the box yet?
When he fell in love, he didn't touch the box. He just met her. Like, it was like love at first sight type.
Love at first sight. Does it say how it happened? Like, do we get like a breakdown, like a play by play as to how he actually felt? Like, this, was she walking around? Was she looking thotty? Was she not looking thotty? Was she like a Christian monk or some shit?
I think she made like, him. She made him some good food. He was like, "Yo, this is what I need."
And that's how he got fat.
Yeah,
yeah. Damn, is that like? Is that against? Is that really not feminist like?
Wait,
are we encouraging women to be in the kitchen, and that's how you get that's how you truly get a man to listen to you?
Is that how you feel?
That's what I'm gathering.
Okay.
From the energy that the show is telling me, from the shit, from the series.
Okay.
Right? You're telling me that the way to a man's heart is being in the kitchen. Huh.
I mean, some men would definitely agree with that. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, okay. Some and where do you stand in that, you know?
I don't need this thing because I'm sitting right now. So I think we should just like, focus on like what he's doing instead of what I'm doing.
Got it. So you don't wanna keep it 1,000.
1,000? What you mean?
Yeah, what you mean? What I mean, nigga? You heard me? Fuck.
I'm talking about something completely different. Come on, 1,000. You talking about numbers? I'm talking about Sakamoto. What you talking about?
Okay. Do you like Sakamoto even more because of that? Like, do you like? Okay, he's cool. He's an assassin. That's cool. But do you love him even? Does his relationship take your level for the series and for him even higher? The higher levels. That's why you rank him so high
his relationship.
In the assassins list.
No. What? I honestly did not care about the relationship until maybe a few chapters ago. Now I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Other than that, his relationship is just there. Like, that's not their main focus. And, like, she's cool and funny, and, like, they do little cute things. There's a chapter about them on their anniversary, and, like, the whole time he's, like, trying to save her from a bunch of assassins. Like, there's, like, little cute moments, but the relationship isn't, like, the main focus. So, it doesn't really add much to it for me, at least. Yeah, but it's a good little series. It's like funny. It's not too long. It's like 53 chapters at this point, so it's a pretty quick read. And yeah, I enjoy it. It's dope, and it gets busy.
And that's interesting because I remember seeing a couple weeks ago that Sakamoto Days by Volume 5, it already sold 500,000 copies. Damn. I don't know if that's only in Japan. I don't know if that's only digital. I don't know what that number necessarily symbolized.
Yeah,
because the physical is coming out over here soon.
Okay,
so I mean, maybe that includes pre-orders. I don't know how they judge that, but it seems to be doing really, really well.
Yeah, and yeah,
definitely picked up steam.
Yeah, and like I said, it started off as like a kind of like a comedy in a way. So like comedy, usually they get the pass in Shonen Jump, but they
do that.
Yeah, usually comedy, if they don't sell too well, they get still sticking around. I don't know why that is. But they seem definitely curved up more towards like an action genre type of shit, and yeah, it gets. I think it went the right way.
Starting with comedy, ending with the action.
Yeah, because then you get the laugh, but then like you see like he has this tick where like so Shin can read your mind, so whatever
Sakamoto, Shin being somebody in his crew.
Yep, Shin's the one that could he's like also an assassin who left to join Sakamoto. Actually, after trying to assassinate him, so he can read your mind. That's his power. And Sakamoto has a tick where he doesn't talk too much, but like Shin, since he can read his mind, he can always know what's going on with Sakamoto. And then like if Shin says something like crazy or does something stupid or whatever, like Sakamoto just like imagines killing the man. So like random scenes just show him like poking his neck like a pin, or like doing something, just kill him real quick. And then he's like, "Yo, bro, chill out. I'm just chilling. I'm kidding with you, bro." So like he still has those moments where it's like I'm trying to get busy, but like at the end of the day, he's a family man. He don't want to do too much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. So that turns into like a gag.
Yeah.
He's a family guy that thinks about like almost like he snaps in his head.
Yeah, but he keeps it composed.
Yeah, that's how you know you never know a dude for real, for real.
Yeah.
He could be thinking about dusting you and the whole family, and you don't even know.
Yep. I mean, we all have thoughts like that where, like, you just think something stupid for no reason, but it's, like, it's normal. You know what I mean? But, like, as an assassin, that's, like, you act on those thoughts usually. The stupid shit, at least.
I thought assassins aren't supposed to... They're supposed to be more tool-like. Like a hammer doesn't have feelings. It just does the job. It goes bam.
You watch too many movies, bro.
What you mean too many movies?
I don't want to be a tool of the organization anymore. I want to be my own person. What was I watching? Yeah.
That's Aristocrat.
Oh, Aristocrat. Yeah.
Yo, stop hating because you're stupid, bro. Stop hating because I know more shit.
Oh Lord, man, no shit. I enjoyed it.
Nevertheless, yeah, no, I actually want to catch up too because, I hear Sakamoto frequently in the Twitters, and I wouldn't be surprised that if like by chapter 90 or some shit like that, 100, an anime got announced.
Yeah, I see one coming down the pipeline for sure.
Yeah, it just has too much. It has too much. It has a buzz.
Yeah, what's it called? Cachet or whatever. Like it got some. Yeah.
Yes. People are definitely attracted to it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And funny enough, another one that people were having quite a bit of attraction as a result of the manga artist was Orient, which I remember bringing up a while back because obviously anybody that knows me knows I'm big on Magi.
Yeah.
And I was big on Sinbad, The Adventures of Sinbad. I fuck with that shit heavy a long way. And I don't think, did you ever catch up with that, by the way? Because I remember always pushing that, but I don't think you ever really finished it. I remember you messing with Sinbad, but not necessarily with Maggie. Not hating it, just not finishing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember watching most of the anime, if not all of it, but like the story, I never finished the manga.
Got it. Yeah, nah, dope art. But I read the manga front to back, fucking Fire, phenomenal. I actually wanted to buy I actually wanted to buy it, but it's just too many volumes.
Yeah.
And nevertheless, I saw that homie had a new manga coming out called Orient, and I was like, oh shit! And
Anime.
people, the manga. I remember initially the
Oh,
manga
back in
when
the
the
day,
manga was
got it.
the manga was coming out. I was like, oh shit! So I read like a chapter kind of, but I never really kept up with it. But clearly, it was doing well enough for it to get print even over here. Like I see the volumes already all the time on Newbery Comics, which, by the way, at least over here, there's a buy one get one half off, and I swear to God, I almost copped like two or three joints.
That's been going on for at least like a year now.
Isn't that crazy? I feel like
Yeah.
they had this sale for this long.
Yeah, every time I'm in there, it's like buy one get one half off, like, oh, or like buy two get one free or some shit. I'm always like in there picking something up.
Bro, number five, I was like, because volumes two and three are there, and I only have volume one. And I was
What?
like, fuck, son. And then
Bruh.
Blue Giant, which is the manga that I have. I have volumes one and two for that, but volume three and four were there. And I was like, and then Record of Ragnarok dropped.
Oh,
And
okay.
I was like, I know this is like your shit, but I wouldn't have caught that.
I was in there like a few months ago. And I was looking for number five, and bro, I had the whole like faculty team, like or whole like staff team, working with me to try to find a location of like volume two, and they could not figure it out. And I was like, come on, bro, like I'm trying to get this shit.
Bro, if it wasn't for the fact that I dropped hella bread on eating dinner today, I swear to God I would have copped all that shit.
I eat it, didn't it?
All
Badass
that
nigga.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, I have to go out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I don't really do it all that often. So, like,
Okay.
I think you actually kind of inspired me to let loose a little bit.
Oh, fuck, don't say that.
No, no, no. Not like a bougie out. I'm not saying fucking go to Wegmans. I only say that. I've heard artists say that. I don't know what the fuck Wegmans really is. But I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying let loose and try new shit.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't need no steak. That shit's too expensive for me on a regular. So I was like, you know what? Let me just, you know what I'm saying? Did you call me bro, homie? What the fuck?
What?
What'd you say?
I said on the regular, bitch, sucking dick on the regular.
If oh my God.
The Tekashi song.
Oh my God. I don't know if I was 6'9 like that. Nevertheless. What the fuck was I saying?
You tried some steak.
Yeah, try out some steak. That shit was incredible.
Yeah, bro. When you get that good, bro, ribeye is my shit. Before, I was always like, just like the regular, I don't know what it was, just cheap shit, right? And I was like, let me get a ribeye, bro. And then, like, I used to get all my shit well done. And then one day, I went
you're
out.
You're crazy.
Bro.
What kind of fucking,
when you're,
it's perfect when it's pink in the middle.
When you're black, you don't do shit like that. Like, no, like, it takes you getting into your, like, uncomfortable zone. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta step out of your boundary to try that pink shit. Usually when you're black, every black person I ever talk to, it's always well done. Like, it has to be burnt type shit. I promise you. But then once in a while, you're like, let me just try it. Or, like, someone shows you something different. You're like, okay, like, it's not that bad. And then you start to realize, okay, I kind of fucked up. But yeah, I tried ribeye and I tried a medium well, and I was like, bro, this shit hit different.
Yeah, granted, I used to eat back in the day. I used to eat Argentinians make sirloin steak incredible,
okay.
And I used to have that shit well done.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm gonna love it regardless. But once I learned what the fuck medium was, or like once like pink, like pink is the most delicious.
Yeah, it's that.
Pink is perfect. Pink is perfect.
Ew.
And pink in the middle.
I can't have my shit bleeding on me, bro.
It's not bleeding,
this
bro.
Shit,
it's just,
this shit,
it's just wet. It's
bro,
got the juices.
Bro,
it's
that
got
shit.
The juices.
That shit just had a first period on your plate, bro. That's nasty.
Not at all.
That's disgusting.
That shit is perfect.
Okay.
That shit is perfect.
If you
say, you like your shit mature. You like your shit with age.
I
nigga.
Sure do. What
yeah,
about you?
You like your shit with age.
You like your shit young?
I like my shit perfect. My shit perfect.
After he's like, let's go!
Yo, I like my shit. And, yeah, so I had that shit. So I couldn't get no, I couldn't, I think five volumes I wanted to cop off top.
Got but, it.
You know, I wasn't doing that. I might just wait for another Right Stuff sale, even though they come fucking every 2 years, it seems like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then I saw Orient. I kept seeing that volumes kept getting released. And then I saw the anime announcement, and it finally released this week. Did you get a chance to take a look at it?
Nah, I didn't know it released. I always seen like the volume covers. I think the art's beautiful. But I never, I didn't even know this shit dropped already. Damn.
It did. It dropped this week, and I saw quite a bit of hate.
Oof.
Which was interesting.
Okay. Why is that?
I saw quite a bit of hate. Because, okay, we're going to have this talk all over again. Do you remember how we were discussing Tokyo Revengers and how I was kind of raving about it? And you're like, I mean, it could have been better.
Okay.
From an animation standpoint,
mm-hmm.
This is kind of where that falls.
Got it.
I think people have an incredibly high expectation for anime nowadays, and I think for shonen, for like battle shonen, I think it kind of has to have it. It doesn't have to have it, but it has to have good animation, because that's part of the reason people watch it. It's a lot of the appeal. It heavily relies on the action and the movement, make sure it looks good, it looks pretty, so on and so forth. And I think for this, not that it just didn't live up to, it didn't have the animation of what we see today. Do you know what I'm saying? It kind of reminded me of Hitman Reborn. It kind of reminded me of, like, if this came out before this new reinvention of people watching and crazy amounts of money being dropped into Sakuga, I feel like this wouldn't have had as much of a backlash, I think.
Yeah.
Having said that, I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. I think shonen doesn't have much to do, really, because the storyline and the elements are kind of all the same. It just has, give me cool characters, a decent enough story and an environment, and cool fights. And I think as an introductory episode, it was really good. Honestly, I had a good time, but I don't know how many people are going to feel that way.
I'm looking at it right now to see like what it looks like. And yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I could kind of see people mean, like, I would still watch it. I wouldn't trip about it, but like, I could see how even some of the line work and like the background characters and shit, it doesn't seem like it's fully fleshed out. It seems like it's missing something. So I kind of get what they mean, but that's just from like my little bit that I'm watching right now. I don't know if it changes, or I don't know if like it picks up at any point. But episode one, you typically gonna put a little bit more money into it.
Yeah, episode one is supposed to be the attention grabber.
Yeah,
like the fucking here's the greatest shit ever, and. You know, obviously it wasn't that, but I actually had a good time watching it.
Okay.
I don't know if it was because of lack of expectation.
Because
I didn't know the shit was dropping this week. I didn't know it was supposed to be good. I didn't know it was supposed to be bad, because I read the chapter, but it was fucking forever. But I had forgotten what this whole thing was about.
Okay. So,
truthfully, I came in incredibly blind, not really expecting much. And I came out of it really expecting, waiting for episode two, which was pretty atypical for me, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, I think you should check it out. It's still fun. The main character on it reminds me of Adol from Ease, from the Ease games. If I don't know if you're familiar with the JRPG from Falcom called Ease.
You spoke about it. I've never played it.
Yeah, he looks like the main character, which is kind of hilarious, with the red hair.
I like the design and his weapon.
Yeah, he has a scythe. So basically the story takes place in some period back in the day, samurais was around and shit. Or used to be. And the first 30 seconds of the episode tell you the backstory. So there used to be some of these people called the Bushi, and they used to keep the land safe until the Oni came around, these demons, and they started fucking shit up. And then now people think the demons are these sent like higher beings that people should just stick to, and then the Bushi are actually bad. That's kind of the story that everybody's told now. But the father of one of the characters in the show, which is his homie, because there's two of them, There's the guy. There's Adolf with the not Adolf. Adolf, he's but the dude with the scythe, the main character, and then his homie. He is his homie comes from a line of Bushi, and his dad would always tell both of them that yo, like the Bushi was the shit, and you should be that because it fucked the demons and this down a third, and then so as a result, they would always. They would always kind of get treated as lesser than. Because, what the fuck, Bushi and Sword, what the fuck is this guy talking about? So got when it comes to this day, they're going to get devoured by demons. Lo and behold, that's when everybody starts to get their shit together. Yeah, come on. And so that's kind of basically a gist of episode one. But honestly, it was actually pretty enjoyable. I had a good time. I mean, if people check their expectations on animation, I think people might actually get something out of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out because like I knew about the property. It didn't really interest me from like, what people mentioned about it. But I think maybe I should just watch it for myself and see what I think. I did enjoy Maggie. I thought it was a great show. So I'm willing to see what they're working with this one.
But what's interesting is I'm surprised they didn't try to finish Maggie.
Yeah, that's what people was upset about. They're like, yo, like you still got this shit in the tuck. Like, what's going on? Why are you working on this one?
Son, and you got, like, hella craziness, like, down the pipeline for the story.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, the shit that happened after Magnastat, like, I forget, I think that's how you say it. The realm of the witches, of the magicians and shit, of the mages, like, just been so long. But after season two of the anime, like, the shit really picked up, like, it kept up pretty well. Mm-hmm. The whole thing about God and like that whole conversation that it opened up, like Maggie's dope, man. And so I'm genuinely surprised that they've never gone back to it for whatever reason.
Do you know if the studio who animated or produced whatever Orient are they the same one who did Maggie?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's called ATV or AFT, something like that. And they have NFT. Yeah. And they have no, they don't, I don't think they have NFT money.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But, yeah, check it out because it's actually not too bad.
Okay.
It's actually not too bad.
I'll get to it.
Nevertheless, what else did you do this week? What else did you watch? What else are you looking forward to? What else happened for you this week that you were, intubated, not intubated, but you were insulated inside.
Honestly, I've been on my Cobra Kai shit. What the fuck?
Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
The fucking wash on, wash off, wax on, wax off.
Mr. Miyagi, yeah. Freaking, because season four dropped. My bad, too bad. Season four dropped. So that was one of my days was spent just watching that. Because it's a good show. It's pretty fun. You get to see karate and like just, the new kids that encompass Cobra Kai and like the Miyagi-Do and everything happening, it's tied in with the old people from like the movies and everything. So it's cool to just see everyone like kind of play off each other and shit. It's not too complicated, but super enjoyable, super interesting. So I was watching that for real.
Yeah, everybody talks about this show like it's the next coming of fucking Mr. Roe. Like it's got Emmys, it's got all this other shit that I don't care about but brings attention to it as if though it's a really good show.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
All the measurements of success that people give it to, mm-hmm. the give to entertainment, it has. Yeah. At least enough to capture attention.
Yeah, for sure.
And I remember watching the fucking movies a gazillion years ago. Just because OGs would talk about it.
I think one of the main characters, Johnny, I think you like him a lot because he's from like an older age of like the like unfiltered, like don't give a fuck about like all the new age type shit. So like there's this one scene where they're trying to get this girl to join because they changed the rules of the tournament. So they have to have a female join so she can hopefully win the female champion title or whatever.
So she can hopefully win.
What?
I love it.
There's competition. but
girls fight guys?
No, not anymore. This season, girls versus girls. So they need because they get a girl to machine out win. You know what I mean? So they try to find a girl. They find one that has like interest in like or like hopes of being like a good contender, and then she's so like new age, like all like these terms and shit, like I don't really understand and everything. So it's like he was talking to her, and then he's like, she's like, what about the gender fluid people and blah 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 blah. He's like, yeah, there's plenty of fluids there, don't worry, everyone's hydrated, there's a bunch of water. And like he flips shit so well, and like, yo, talk about wordsmith some things, and like, it's funny seeing his take on what we think we're saying, know what I mean? Because he don't even care about none of that shit. But you say gender fluid, he just said fluid, like, okay, water. And he spits game on that real quick. He said some other shit. I was like, bro, like, that's fucking genius. Like, that's some good writing in the show. So I think you would actually find it pretty funny. Because he does not care or understand about any of this shit. His baby mom was trying to find him. And then she's like, yo, like, don't you got a phone? He's like, yeah, like, in there, pointing, like, in his house. He don't have a cell phone. Like, he don't care about none of this shit. Like, he's just old school. It's kind of funny.
Bro, have you ever met like an old person that gets introduced to some of these ideas and see their reaction to it?
Yeah, but like, yeah, usually they're either like very dismissive or very confused, but he like rolls with it, but like not in the right direction.
Bro, that's fucking hilarious. That shit happens to me all the time. Bro, no key, like nursing homes are by far some of those most legendary places to really hang out.
I never thought that'd be your destination of choice.
Son, it's just because old people are on the way out. Like, they don't care. And they're already set in their way. So, they all this shit about trying to fit it, like, they don't care about fitting in. They only know, again, like, kind of like you said, gender fluid. Oh, you need IVs. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm just trying to live another day, bitch. Like, fucking my face. Man, like, there's been so many of those instances where you find yourself, and for some reason, that kind of gets a pass.
Yeah, like being old?
Yeah, like being old kind of gets you over all your fuckery.
Of course. They always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like, they're not going to spend time trying to teach you how the shit goes nowadays. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, but what if for 20 years, like say you're 30, right? For 30 years until you just found out you were being an absolute piece of shit. How come you can't forgive a 30-year-old piece of shit?
How come you can't forgive a 30-year-old piece of shit?
Yeah, he's set his own ways. 30 years is a long fucking time. You imagine, like, Steph Curry's been shooting jump shots since he's fucking 2 for 30 years. Like, he's gonna, no matter how he grabs the ball, he's gonna shoot it a certain way. How can you be mad if he's been accustomed to doing it a certain way for fucking his whole life?
You can't. You let them be. You leave them alone. You do what you gotta do. That's how I feel. I feel like people look at old people, they tend to just let them do what they want to do. Like, I'm not tripping, it's whatever. Even like, yeah, because there's a few movies I watched recently, but even just the people in general, like, when you're old, you be saying some wild shit, and they're like, yo, it's just, he grew up a different time. Like, that's all you gotta say. Like, he's not aware of what's going on nowadays. Like, people don't really trip over that shit anymore. So, yeah, if you got an old person, or if you say some shit like that and you tend to be on the older side, people, I feel like it's not the same ramifications anymore.
Or different countries. We mean nah.
Because I know Korea, they say nigga a lot, but like...
No, but that's a language thing. That's a language thing.
Different country. Like,
yeah, but like, okay, have you ever seen that interview with that African dude? I think it's from Uganda or some shit. That obviously went fucking viral like crazy. Talking about, why are you gay?
No.
You've never seen that?
Nah.
Bro, there's this interview from back in the day. This dude is interviewing, I think she is a trans, whatever she is.
I can see the sweat.
I don't know what she is. I forget what she is, dog.
Oh Lord!
But she was trying to explain trans. I think.
Okay.
But she was just trying to explain the concept to the homie.
Okay.
And he was like, "But wait, but who's gay?" And she's like, "I'm not gay." So what's gay? Do you shit like, bro? Like, if you just listen to him, he just was so perfectly ignorant.
Yeah.
And just lack of understanding that I think. I mean, at the end of the day, it does all come down to intent. But you clearly kind of give him a pass because he was genuinely trying to find out what the fuck was going on, not knowing what the words he was saying, what the fuck this, that meant. It was like perfect. It was perfect. Okay. Not trying to fit nothing.
Got it.
From a different country. That shit just doesn't really.
I mean, yeah, true, true. Like, yeah. So I can see that. If you're not from that place or wherever the issue is, then yeah, people aren't going to like be too upset because they see like you're not trying to play games. You're not trying to make fun of nobody. You really trying to like understand what the fuck you're saying, bro. Like, what are you trying to subscribe to right now?
Yeah, word is bond.
Yeah, I
feel word is bond. But this should definitely bring Maggie back. 1,000%.
What have you been talking about that? But okay.
Dude, what the fuck are we talking about? I forgot what the fuck we were talking about. Oh, Cobra Kai. Yeah, Cobra Kai. Yeah, that's right. Wax on, wax off. You know, yeah. I need to watch though. I just haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah, get to it one day. It's there. It's there for you. Also, I was going to say, for again, watch. People like, okay, in the anime community, anime is blowing up right now. So people find value in like saying how much they watch. Like, yo, I watch this many anime shows. I watch like all these fucking whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they use my anime list to keep track of it. Like, y'all watch over 100 different shows. All this shit. Okay, cool, whatever. No one cares, right? But like,
why are you in your feelings, dog?
No, it's just like, bro, like, that's one thing. I don't get why people like hold their value to how many animes they watch. But what I'm trying to say is like, you can watch other shows too. Like, it's not just about anime. Like, there's other good storytelling, other good writing. You mentioned this shit on HBO. I want to check that shit out. And it's like, just check out other things. Like, not only anime is good shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who triggered you?
I be thinking about that shit. Like, that shit gets to me, bro. It just gets to me.
Why?
I don't know. Why? Like, who holds the purpose in the amount of anime they've consumed in their life? Like, that's a weird metric to use. Is that not?
You're not a real fan.
Oh, I guess not. Fuck it.
You're clearly not a real fan.
It is obviously. What it is.
You're a bandwagon fan. You only watch hype shit.
I'm watching Baki right now, so I guess so.
Exactly. You only watch Attack on Titan. Of course, One Piece. And your favorite anime and shit and manga is One Piece. Of course. You dick rider.
Anime, no. Favorite anime is actually Ippo. Manga, One Piece, yeah.
Hajime no Ippo over One Piece anime?
Yeah, I love the anime, bro. It's different.
Over One Piece? Hold on.
Yes.
Over the One Piece anime?
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that it's fucking the greatest or whatever, but it was your introduction to One Piece.
Yeah, and I love One Piece, but the anime as a whole compared to Ippo as a whole, the anime I think is superior for Ippo.
Does Ippo not have any filler or not? Like, does it not have the same pacing issues?
Not that I'm aware of. I have no idea. I didn't compare anything. All I know is I watched it from front to back, and I loved every second of it.
Son, you don't need to read the manga to fucking be able to tell all these extra scenes that get shot in the One Piece anime that are super unnecessary. All these pan shots for 6 or 7 seconds. That's nothing happened in.
That's definitely manga shit. What are you talking about? Even like the whole Davy Back fight, that whole art people was like, this is filler, right? He's like, no, that was in the manga.
No, I'm saying like in the One Piece, it'll have like 9 minutes of recap. Mm-hmm. The intro is 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll yell for another 4 minutes and then end scene. Credits.
Okay.
Like, it wastes a lot of time.
Got it.
Does that make sense? Not in terms of content.
Yeah.
Like, what the story unravels to be. It's more like in the amount of, like, what they do per episode.
Yeah.
They do a whole bunch of nothing. Or used to. One is a little different, but
mm-hmm.
they used to do a whole bunch of nothing. And I don't think you really need to be a fan of the manga to be able to tell the fact that they're doing that. Whack pacing is whack pacing.
Yeah.
No matter what the fucking shit is.
Yeah, valid.
That's interesting. I didn't know that Ippo was your favorite shit, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Definitely is. That shit's amazing. Shit's amazing.
Where did you find this triggering thought of the value that people hold themselves to relative to the number of anime they watched?
I think I saw a tweet. They said, like, watch shit besides anime. And I was like, valid, bro. Like, speak on it.
Preach. Yeah. You felt the whole anime goes?
Yeah, that shit touched me, bro. I was like, bro, like, I love anime. Why you gotta do this? T- Touch on my shoulder.
Right, I do what, yo? I'm just asking, dog. Like, Jesus Christ.
Touch on my shoulder.
why you gotta get in your feelings, dog?
And touch me on my shoulder. Push me forward like freaking Naruto.
Got you in the feeling.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, but I don't know if you or I have ever felt that way. I remember trying to watch as many as possible. I don't know that it necessarily made me feel like I was the fucking shit or whatever.
I think you did have like a chip on your shoulder thinking you like that nigga.
Nah, I felt like the shit that I watched was better than the shit that you was watching, I'll tell you that much.
See what I mean, bro? Like,
I was watching was better than the shit that you were watching. Not the amount of it, but the like ones that I was picking. Way better than the shit you picked.
What? Who are you to say your shit's better than mine?
Son. I'm a real fan. I'm telling you.
Okay. Let's go with that. That'll make you a fucking real fan. This means you just want to die in hell before I will.
Nah, that shit's dumb, man. And plus, nobody got time for that. It's just too much work.
What?
Watching so much shit. And plus, you're bound to watch whack shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a waste of time. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing if you tried, like, say I watched Orient because I'm interested because of Magi, this, down, the third, and it just so happens to be okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But watching shit for the sake of watching it. So you just pile on all this extra.
That's you, bro. That's content. What you say. You say, let's watch everything on every streaming platform ever created that has anime. I'm like, what? If you don't go sit your dumb ass down,
if you presented the actual argument in court, I swear to God, you would go to jail.
Bro, you said
and bullshit.
Bro, you said how many shows does Crunchyroll have? All right, let's get through it.
That's not what I said.
Excuse you?
That's not what I said.
Bro, I looked at you with the dumbest expression, bro. Like, what did you say to me?
Get the fuck out of here. You were just dumbfounded by the number of anime that I wanted to watch that were really good together.
No, you said every.
A team difference.
You wanted to compare platforms.
I said, let's watch the ones on Retro Crush. Okay, it's not, it's, you know what I mean? Most of them are movies, short, old shit. Like, that's one thing. But I said, let's watch everything under the sun.
He did, bro. You said, let's watch Hulu, Netflix, Crunchyroll.
You said,
fuck it, let's watch all the, it don't matter where it's on it. Let's just watch
get
it.
The fuck
let's
out
just,
of here.
Let's just watch it. And I was like, bro.
I kind of said that, but I didn't say that.
Either way. That's I saw a tweet and I was like, damn, that's true. Because like, there's so much good shit. I love anime, but it's like, I don't know. People just have like a weird attachment to it nowadays. I think it's kind of interesting. And like, I'm not mad at it, but it's like, bro, like, you know, there's other dope shit too, right?
Mm.
Like Spider-Man. People love Spider-Man. Like, that's not anime. Like, there's other dope shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's it, though.
Speaking of good anime and shit that's coming, Attack on Titan finally came out today.
Yes, it did.
It did. And, bro, I was trying to watch it when it aired.
Mm.
And I don't know if it was bad service.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was where I was at. But I swear to God, I tried to log into Crunchyroll and Funimation to see what, like, to watch the episode, and it wouldn't load.
You really think it was you? Nigga, that shit crashed.
The app didn't load. And yes. I was like, dog, this is like a sneaker drop.
Bro, that shit crashed.
Everybody and their bots and their moms was trying to watch the shit went a job. Like, yo, what the fuck? This is like a different level of hype and energy behind the series. And I know we said that last time because this shit went trending every week.
Mm.
But son, when a service goes down, like this is like when Foot Locker and all those companies drafts a new pair of whatever, and everybody in the bots and everything crashes the website and it does not work. That's exactly what happened this time around for this one show.
Bro, this Attack on Titan is like, it's like crypto in 2017. Like, it's before like the big explosion, but like this was like kicking that shit off. You know what I mean?
This shit was Bitcoin before when it was reaching 20,000.
Yeah.
And now it was building crazy.
Yeah.
And now we're at 50,000.
Exactly.
Wherever the fuck Bitcoin's at.
Yeah, I think. So DBZ's huge and shit. Yes, I know. But like, I don't know what metric or what number or whatever, but AOT is like the new age DBZ.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. This or Demon Slayer? This came first, obviously, but.
Okay.
This or Demon Slayer?
So Demon Slayer is Naruto. Right?
Mm.
Right?
And Jujutsu Kaisen is what, Bleach?
Shut up. Don't do this. We ain't talking about that nigga. Focus on these two. JJK didn't initiate anything for the anime community. It's big, but it didn't set shit up for it. You know what I mean?
Okay. AOT was an initiator. Yeah. Demon Slayer was another initiator.
Yeah. So you want to say JJK, what would that be? Maybe it's like its own shit. For real, for real.
I mean, Bleach. How many niggas got initiated by Bleach? No one? The fuck? That was just the third. That was Litecoin. Everybody just flocked to it because it was the one that everybody was new.
But Bleach never reached those type of heights, though.
Neither did Litecoin.
But JJK did. JJK is definitely beating niggas for the most part. JJK is the biggest thing right now.
It is. It is. But it's not an initiator.
It's like not. Like you said. But like the heights it reached are different from Bleach. I feel like Naruto and Demon Slayer comparable. I feel like AOT and DBZ comparable in terms of initiation.
How is Naruto and Demon Slayer comparable?
Heights, I think they both went crazy. I know Naruto, I don't think it went as crazy in Japan as it did in America. Like, I think it definitely pushed bigger in America. But mm-hmm. I think the height-wise, like, it went crazy. Bleach, nowhere was it, like, the biggest thing.
It was only part of the big three.
Three, not the biggest, though. Because Naruto had a time where it was like the shit. Bleach, I don't know if it ever was the shit. It was like one of the shits, but is it the shit? I don't know. Right? Am I tripping?
I never really liked Bleach much.
Look at you.
I think, no, I'm just saying, I think that took a part of it. I think that was part of it.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how the anime... If you were to compare all the anime, I think it goes Naruto, One Piece, Bleach.
That's what I kind of assume, too.
Right? And so, given that that's the case, I think now we have... Now they're able to adjust that. JJK coming in third doesn't have to have it can't have an amazing anime to be able to surpass the other two.
It can't have.
So, like, it wouldn't be... It's kind of comparable, but it's not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think JJK was set up to reach new heights. Like, MAPPA's going crazy on the anime. And the anime was so good that it kind of elevated it to a different level.
I don't think
Bleach ever got that treatment.
I don't even know what the anime is even doing. I'm talking about, like, as a property, as a whole. Anime or manga, movies, whatever. Like JJK, I think, move a little different.
And I think part of that is because of the anime, wouldn't you say?
It could be because of it. I don't know.
I think it's like not primarily because the manga had a humongous buzz, but it'd be crazy to say that it ain't part of it. Like, you bugging if you're not saying that it ain't part of it.
All right, it's part of it.
I don't want the petty agreement.
Because I don't even know what the fuck we talking about no more. I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck out of here.
I really don't. But
I don't know how the fuck we started this whole conversation, but
One Piece, a new opening draw. You see it?
Nah, tell me about it.
Beautiful, it's gorgeous. It shows a couple spoiler shit, of course. But other than that, it looks really nice, and I'm excited to see some of this shit get animated because they're about to pop off.
Yeah, I haven't watched this week's episode. I was actually waiting for the manga to drop, and then I'm like, oh yeah, for that. We got the leaks early, so we're not getting that fucking chapter from mad long.
Is it this week that's Golden Week or last week or some shit?
I don't know. I just know it's coming back next week.
Okay.
that's typically what I, you know.
Got it.
What I use as a driving mechanism.
But yeah, the new year, so like a bunch of new seasons or part twos or whatever the case is are starting up. So I know One Piece. They got the new opening, like a new a refresher for the series. And then they got Ranking of Kings. They got that the new next 12 episodes, I think, about to go crazy. Yeah, they just got some new shit coming out or some new things. So keeping it fresh. I like it.
There's another anime. There's another joint. Fuck. There's something else that's also dropping or about to drop that's about to take new heights. Demon Slayer has been dropping. I've been watching that.
You watched today?
Negative, sir. Yo. Negative. You caught up?
I've been caught up.
No, I don't say it like that because you ain't caught up to no AOT. Fuck out of here.
Because that's trash. Now, you talk about greatness.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, bro, this new episode, bro. Oh my God. What the fuck? Like, so.
Homie was going to go in, right? Your guy's kind of going in. I feel like this has been a fan service for you because you dick ride, homie.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to just say no.
What do you mean no?
No, it's not him.
No, it's not him. Who the fuck is supposed to go in?
Don't worry about it. It's niggas go in. All I'm saying is niggas go in. I'm like, what the fuck? And like me, I'm not the biggest Demon Slayer person. So I never like looked at spoilers like that. I don't really care for it. But watching it, I'm like, damn, I get the excitement. Now, people always say, like, Demon Slayer is so good. It's one of the best. I'm like, okay, show it to me. This is starting to show me why people say what they say, because this was a little different. I ain't going to lie.
An action standpoint?
From everything, bro. I can't even explain it. I don't want to say shit.
Yeah, you stay hyping the wrong shit all the time.
I don't
want
to say shit, bro.
You was hyping the Mitchells, and that shit was good. Not fucking no phenomenal
the Mitchells
shit.
Was fired. The
Mitchells was good.
Bro, did you see...
Mitchells was really solid.
Did you see Encanto, whatever the fuck it's called?
Nah, Encanto? No. I don't pay for no Disney Plus. I know, I want to watch that shit. I think they're supposed to be Puerto Ricans.
Oh, for real?
I don't know. Mm. I'm just assuming. But I want to watch it. I want to watch it. Pandering to my people, so I was like, you know what? Let me just give you my dollars because I know it's you pandering. So fuck it.
They got this girl that's like the one that people love. She's like this big buff, like
Thickums.
Yeah, Thickums, sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
that's funny. But watch the episode because it hit different. I was like, I feel like it came out of Did it come out of nowhere? I don't know. I wasn't ready for this shit. I was not expecting this shit. It went crazy. I was like, what the fuck?
You're bugging. This past couple episodes have been kind of, it was bro, kind of lit.
You talk to me when you watch it. How about that? We will talk about it then. All
right. Because, I mean, even last week's episode, I don't fuck with homie, but like, Zanisa going in, homie going in, even the introduction is slight action scenes coming from the Hashira.
Yep.
Your boy, what's his name?
Tengen.
Yeah, Tengen. Fucking him and him being so fucking like sneaky and shit, him with his bitches and like all that shit. Yeah, it's kinda like, oh yeah, we got to meet all of them.
Yeah.
The harem and shit.
Did we? There's only two there. There's one more, right?
Two, yes, indeed.
Got it.
Indeed. Correcto.
Yeah. You think you know what you're talking about, but you don't. Just like I know what you're saying, and like it's very valid, but like this is different. I'm just telling you, a little different. But
oh
we'll
my
see.
God, you know, anime fans are the worst.
Oh my Lord, they are, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest.
Yes. Did you take a gander?
Of course. I watch it twice every week now. Just so I can, like,
do you?
Watch it without any, like, brain functioning capabilities. And then watch it
what
again,
nerd.
Trying to understand it.
What a nerd. What a fucking nerd.
How is that nerd, like... Maybe a little bit.
No. You a nerd. That's like, unacceptable levels of nerd. That's like, I'm, like, inside of your bush, outside of your house kind of nerd.
That's a stalker or something?
Yeah.
It's not quite nerd. Like nerd territory.
Nerd. Nah, yeah, that's nerd. That's what, like, you've reached new level of heights.
That's a nerd.
Of nerd. Yes, nerd indeed. Him. Okay. That's no, that's you. That's you, sir. That's
Got you. It. I mean, I'll accept it. Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Nevertheless. Fucking, this episode was basically the cock tease for next week. I completely forgot that we were still in setup mode.
Yeah.
We didn't get an episode last week. And I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck. True. Like, this week was just like, wait for next week. Kind of like what it was. Granted, it was good. It wasn't right. But I'm just saying this. We're waiting for the big throwdown. Like, I'm waiting for the big baddie to show up. Everybody to pull up. Fuck shit up. Let's get all the peoples back together. Get things back in order. And let's get a jiggy with it.
I thought there was going to be a big showdown this episode. Because the way Pop was talking to Mam, he about to hit her. Like, he was like, get the fuck out. Like, who the fuck? I was like, yo, Pop, relax. Don't be talking about all bullshit. Yo, I got to fuck. I was like, damn. Like, he was really tripping on Mam. Because she's like, yo, I kind of like Uncle. And he was like, yo, I don't got time for this. Not today.
He talked to her the way that he should have. Yo. I'm trying to beat. You know I'm trying to beat. We're going to die. And then you're telling me you want to fuck my homie and the crew.
Yeah.
Fuck him up. I have no energy to deal with you.
Bro,
and
you're and scared.
You're ambiguous now.
I was fuck that. Terrified of Pop. I'm like, yo, who, I feel bad for Meryl. Whoever decides to date him, like, he going to hit her. He going to hit her. Say one thing that he don't like, and it's over for you. I promise.
Son, he is not disposable income. He is not just any guy. He's making sure he knows. He lets people know what type of time he's on. That's all he's doing.
That's the issue. He never told her he likes her. If he would did. Tell, when?
Every time. She, got it. She can't be this retarded. She can't be this fucking stupid.
If he would just be upfront, but yo, like, I mess with you, then maybe that could form something that he would actually like. But he keeps playing his, like, little games with her. I don't want to tell her it's not the time. And then now she's moving on. Now you mad. Freaking bang your head against a tree and shit. Like, bro, relax.
Not only is she moving on, she's moving on to the nigga that her homegirl said she wanted to hit. She's double dipping and being a hoe right now.
They go on one mission that's together, not, really not her homegirls. What are you talking about? They on one mission.
That's girl code, bro. Like, you can't clits before dicks. Isn't that what girls say?
Bro, that was her side party. That's not a real party, bro. What are you talking about?
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. She's fucking it up for the rest of the for the team, dog. She's fucking up dynamics. She's not messing with the dude that she knows wants to hit for the longest. Because she'd be a stupid girl for not to be able to tell the signs that somebody in the crew is trying to hit. And she's trying to fuck with the other guys in her crew as well that doesn't want to hit her. Like, do you see the predicament? Like, I don't understand. It's not that difficult.
Wait, there's a lot of issues going on, actually. Because Uncle... he's playing some weird little game with her, too. Like, I kind of like you, but I kind of don't. And then...
No. He wants to hit.
So everybody wants her, then? Besides besides
no,
Di.
Just Pop. Nobody else wants to fuck with her. Uncle don't want to fuck with her.
Yes, he does, Stop. Bro.
No, he don't.
He got
Not
options.
Really.
He got options, but he definitely... she one of them.
Yes, but he doesn't want to treat her the way she wants to get treated.
That might be for the best. You don't always know what you want. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need someone to kind of show you the right way.
And you think Uncle's the one that's going to show her the right way?
I mean, he's the most, what's the word? He's been through the most in the team. Like, he's been through a lot. He's learned from his mistakes. So I think if you want, like, a wise leader, he's one to look towards. Fair to say?
You're telling me that Pop hasn't died and come back?
What that guy
do is wiser than what the fuck is wiser than that?
What do you learn in death?
Exactly, you don't know.
You and don't.
Uncle, that nigga ain't never died.
He's called. What is the undead? That's his whole identity is like not being able to die. Of course he ain't gonna die. He ain't no punk.
Of course, bro. He can't die. That's lame. What a cornball.
To
Are
die
you fucking
is lame.
Kidding me? Yeah, no, not to die. Nah. Being immortal, that shit's mad lame, bro. What kind of dude wants to be immortal? That shit's fucking whack. No wonder this dude's all depressed and shit, talking about, oh, I used to be a bad guy, now I'm a good guy. Now, Pop's been on the right side of the history ever, like, for the whole time. And then he just got better.
Okay. He just threw the weapon that the dude just made for him. Like, he's not getting better, I promise you.
He elongated his shit.
No, he threw it.
Elongated it.
He said, fuck, I messed up, and threw that shit, and it blew up. And he's like, wait a minute. Like, how you, yeah, like, she just gave that to you.
Bro, if your girl pissed you off, I promise you, you'd be tight for the rest.
So
for the rest.
If you and your girl were to, like, Christmas Day, she's like, here, honey, Merry Christmas. Give you a brand new iPhone, and it's like, by the way, like, I kind of like somebody else. You going to throw your phone?
I'm going to throw my phone at her. I'm going to throw her phone at the wall for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month. You know how girls celebrate month birthdays? It's like it's like a month birthday of anger. Fuck, I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you.
This fuck is why that. You and Pop get along so well. Y'all both got anger issues.
Negative.
Y'all both get negative. No,
son, you're ruining the best day of my life. Get the fuck out of my face, yo. Get the fuck out of my face. Pop is literally on his way to die again. Again. And then the girl that he wants, for real, says, I kind of want to fuck your friend.
Yeah.
You got to establish positions. I don't want to be your friend. Bro, I'm telling you, Pop knows what he's doing, dog. Pop knows what he's doing.
He didn't even say that. He said, I'm trying to fight. I don't got time to be thinking about this bullshit. He didn't even say, I don't want to be your friend. He didn't say nothing that
that's,
like, would
that's
work.
What that means. That's what that means, because guys, when they get angry, that's the emotion that they end up showing more often than not. And when you're in your emotions, you can't be logical. But that's what he was saying.
Got
son,
it.
You act like you're not a dude, bro. Golly.
Not that type of dude. I'm a different type of entity, I guess, because I'm moving that way.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Either way, they all got some new weapons. Man got a new little gauntlet for a fist.
Yeah, dude.
Dai got his sword. Pop got his little staff. That's just like freaking King Vern's. So that's interesting.
Mm.
I guess like it converts magical power into physical power or something. So he about to be bodying people with that. Crocodile got a new thing. Like, they all got new weapons and shit. Even they gave Chiyu a little nunchuck that even hurts himself. So, like, what's the point of that? I don't know, but probably just throw that to the side.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious if he actually, like, saved the day somehow.
Yeah. Oh, we got Brokina. He came back. He came back to help him
out. He did, and he's trying to get a fucking tattoo. Not a tattoo, a sticker, a
little badge. I was so upset Gnomechon wasn't number one for the commanders. Like, how you gonna pick him number two out of everybody there? Like, that makes no sense to me. I kind of got upset with Chiyu. I want to throw hands with him. I ain't gonna lie. But, yeah. What else happened? Oh, yeah, and then Lord Burke, he said, yo, like, y'all kind of weak. I know I need some help, so I'm here for y'all. Like, don't worry about it. I got y'all.
And he explained how the weapons work, too. Like, they're just relative to how strong you are.
Yeah.
So it's not the weapon that brings out the strength of who you really are, so you could take what he uses and still be weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're using his shit.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool and an interesting workaround, because you could just say, yo, just sneak in, steal his shit, and then kill him with it.
It's like a level 50 sword or whatever, but no, it buffs you accordingly.
Pause. Yeah. why do you gasp for air, bro?
Because you can't see me, can you?
Yeah, I'm looking at you. You're really doing the most.
What you mean? Yo, this was the first time you looked at me. Don't lie. This was the first time you looked at me.
Not at all.
This whole time, I've been here, and I could tell you didn't know what was going on.
Not at all. I know you're doing the most. I know that when you put those on, you put those glasses on, you thought you was really feeling yourself when they were like, okay.
I just put them on, like, 5 minutes
ago. Yeah, I know, because you're really feeling yourself, because you got the circle. Like, you really think you're Anderson Paak, but you're really not.
I couldn't see the bullshit you're trying to spit, so I had to get a little closer view.
Yeah, and you still can't see the truth.
I guess not.
You still can't see the truth.
I guess not.
Yeah, nah, Dragon Quest was cool. I'm just kind of really waiting for next week, because I think that's really when things start to get.
Yeah, they had that last meal and everything, so they're about to go pop off. Oh, yeah, we got Dai's little dream, too, with his mom and shit.
With Mom Dukes and Dad, right?
Yeah.
And that was the first time he's ever seen his mom, as far as I'm aware, right?
Yeah, so I was kind of like, whoa, but he got the seed from Meryl or whatever. The seed of dreams or whatever it's called. So, yeah, I was like, how do you know what your mom looked like? But, yeah, that was cool. And it's funny how, like, it was all peaceful and shit until Baron came through. Like, bro, nah, cut that shit out. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
Yo, he said, that's not what we're doing here. Like, we got shit to take care of right now. Freaking frolicking in the fields and shit. Fuck out of here.
That's hilarious. Male energy.
Right? He, like, as he walked, the flowers just disintegrated. It was like, damn, like, bro. Like, relax, bro. Funny as hell. But yeah, I think that pretty much covers most of it, my trip, man.
Yeah, no, that was really all of it. Nova kind of got a little tight, but he's being a little bitch.
Yeah.
He's being a little bitch.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, who man is this, bro? That's your man.
He's not a fan.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I think that was it for Dragon Quest, right?
Yeah.
Bro, fucking, I think I might end up quitting my game collecting ways.
Why?
Nani? Because I don't think that some of this shit's actually gonna be as valuable, and so I'm buying it for the wrong reason. So like then it's just gonna collect dust, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean,
so and yeah. Most of the shit when it's digital is gonna be cheaper because the eShop's always on sale. So fuck the shit. I'm only gonna end up copying like maybe 6 or 7 physical games or some shit.
Like a year or forever?
Like a year, yeah. Like this year it's Arceus coming out the end of the month. Which I'm copping regardless. By the way, did you see the trailer that I sent to the group chat on that?
No. I told you I was not checking shit this week. I was not in the mood.
You're a fucking punk.
I watch right now.
Fucking, it was, sent it to the group chat. It was a trailer that came out of Japan. It was all Japanese. I don't know if it's gotten translated ever since, but it showed way more, it showed even more things in the world, more things of what you can do. Homie was speaking Japanese, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. You can only infer from what, you know, from what they're showing you. And the shit was, what I said in the group chat was, I am eager for this, and I'm also not.
You sure that was me?
I sent it to the group chat, homie.
Oh, my bad. That's why.
To the group chat.
Yeah, got you.
To the group chat.
Yeah, I got right. You, damn. Relax.
Click on the chat that everybody else sees, not the one that you and I have in private. But
ew, he drooling? Why are you slurping like that?
I was not drooling. Relax.
You said... Like, damn.
I was gathering my thoughts.
You was gathering your fucking saliva, nigga, damn.
Shut up. Fucking, yeah, so it starts going through all the scenery. Very Zelda, Breath of the Wild-y. It starts showing all the different mons. You moving around.
Oh, Lord.
Fucking, it starts showing you all the boss, some boss battles. You going 1-on-1 versus Lucario versus Garchomp and some of these other fuckers. It just looks so interesting that I'm scared to be hyped for it.
It looks interesting and you're scared. Make it make sense? Because yeah. I don't get it.
Meaning it looks like it has potential to be really, really good and really, really fun.
Yeah.
But because we've had such a bad history, it's Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
Like, you're cautiously optimistic, but because we've gotten so many games from this company that you could tell that they're trying. You could clearly tell that they're trying, but history isn't on their side, and you can only hope that they stick to landing.
Got it.
Again, Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
And so from the trailer, you just start to see the whole thing. You roaming around through the... through your town or whatever the fuck area that is. And the shit looks late, bro. The shit looks... I foresee leaks happening soon. Okay. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be. I'm gonna be all up on them shits because I don't really care to get spoiled. I just want to see and hope that it's good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now. I can't watch it in its fullest, unfortunately, but interesting. Yeah, I heard like some information got dropped about it, or like footage and shit like that, and people were saying some pretty good things, from what I remember, but also I did hear some negative things. I'm not quite sure what it was, but people always got something to say. So I'm happy that you're saying positive shit, because now I can actually look forward to it. Because honestly, when it comes to opinions and shit, I tend to block it out. I try to just get footage from, or information from wherever I get it from, and just form my own opinion. So I'm happy that like you were able to watch it and you actually are happy about it, because you want to keep it very real, I would say. In a good way, I'm not going to talk about, but like you keep it very real. So it's like the fact that you kind of are optimistic makes me feel pretty good about it.
Who do you actually trust for, I don't want to say reviews, but opinions regarding the shit that you fuck with?
Nobody.
Because I know there's definitely people that are around you that if they tell you something, like you'll be like, yeah.
Okay.
I hear you, but I don't, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's the case for everything. Like, I don't really trust nobody besides you. Like, you're the one person I'm like, okay, I hear what you say. And like, you don't really sell it to me, but you make me more open to it. You know what I mean? Or make me more closed off to it. But other than that, like, people just be mad weird about everything. So I just wait till I get my hands on it, or I see it for myself, that I figure it out myself. Because even if I do respect your opinion, you might not like what I like. So like, it doesn't mean I'm gonna hate what you hate type shit. So I just try to do it myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that shit dropped, and I'm actually really interested for it. But I might do away for this whole collecting, game collecting shit.
That's odd. I never thought you would say that, because like, you've all been wanting to kind of say like, yo, like it's an investment, like I can sell it later or flip it, whatever. And like, I don't know. Even if you continue to buy shit, or you just don't buy any more shit, the shit that you bought, they're gonna hold its value though. Like, it doesn't go down, does it?
No, not for the ones that I have.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So it might be smart, because like, with inflation and all that bullshit, like it might actually be easier or better to just.
You just learn what inflation means, my guy.
I did.
This guy's just talking shit. You don't fucking know.
They say the same thing with like, don't keep your money in the, that's what they say. This isn't financial advice. They say don't keep your money in the bank account, because it's gonna just lose value. So it's like, if you put it onto something else, whether it be buying shit, like buying games, like at that point it kind of holds its value better than just keeping it in the bank account, right?
Basically, yeah, your money liquid means nothing.
See, I know what you're talking about, bro. Like, don't be talking.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, dog. You just started pulling out words out of your ass.
Bro.
this guy watched The Big Short with fucking Steve Carell in him, says, yo, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck out of here. This guy watches one anime. You like exactly how you, when you watch Spider-Man, you say, yo, geometry is what saved Peter Parker from Doctor Strange. This guy says geometry 3 times and pretends you know what the fuck he's talking about.
Bro, I got my glasses on. What you expect? Like, of course my GPA is going to be boosted, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
My shit's weighted right now.
I swear to God.
My shit's weighted, bro. Don't play with me. Anyways. So, interesting. Damn, that's weird. That's weird. So, what are you gonna spend your money on now? Are you still look for deals and shit? Like, how's that gonna affect your life?
I still look for deals. Like, I can't. That shit, that itch doesn't stop scratching.
Bro, make a page, bro. What are you doing? Just do like a, like, there's so many Twitter pages. Like, yo, like, the PS5 is on sale here. This and that. All this bullshit. Do the same thing. But yo, this is a good deal for something. I even follow a Twitter, like, deal page. They sell random ass shit, and I buy almost all of it. And it's like, bro, just make a page and just put that shit up. I promise you, like, that'll be a good little venture for you.
Damn, is this like what's that thing called when they, is this like an intervention? Like, why are you unloading yourself onto me?
Because, like, pause, what's the point of, but, nah, you like that one. Oh, because, like, you look at all these deals, and, like, if you're not buying it, at least, like, you could get, like, a, what's it called? The, not the referral code, the, associate.
Like a referral link. Yeah.
Something like that, like the Amazon shit, where they click on it and it goes, you get some money from it or whatever. You could do shit like that, or you could just like help people find dope shit if you don't want to buy it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I've thought of it. It's just a lot. It's a lot of work though. I get like all the notifications. Yo, my phone goes. I swear to God, I think my phone loses like 30% extra battery just from the notification. Yo,
what's your mouth, can see nigga? Me. I forgot. I see you. Fucked up with this bro, you said a lot of work. You just gotta press retweet, bro. Like, it's not difficult, I promise you. It's not difficult.
Yo, stop making sense, dog. Stop making fucking sense. I hate when niggas start to get all logical and shit.
It's the glasses, bro. But yeah. Damn. That's crazy. Damn.
That's lame. But speaking of not getting physicals, I got a Kindle.
Yeah.
This week.
You did.
And I told you because it was interesting that I'm able to read. Let's see. I'm able to acquire a multitude of things through socialistic and communist-like
Nigga, me scamming. Just say it.
Nah, nigga, nah.
Oh my lord.
And it's definitely the optimal way of reading manga.
You got it. Yeah, because you put me on. I was like, I didn't know you could read manga on the Kindle. So I was like, what the fuck? So like, you showed me that shit. Neither. And I was like, bro, like that might be the way. Because my phone's cool and everything, but to have like a dedicated manga device, let's go. I'm kind of with it, I ain't gonna lie.
That and books. And low key, like the shit feel great. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be weird not holding a book.
Yeah, with your carpal tunnel, and arthritis, and all that shit.
Yeah, all that shit. You lose it because that shit weighs nothing. Yeah, shit literally weighs nothing. And so you're reading that shit. You're reading, like, I'm reading Billy Bat right now, and I crunched through 1,300 pages. It's crazy, and that's only 50 chapters.
Damn. See, that's kind of me with Sakamoto. I think, like, when you have, like, that digital thing, I don't know what it is, but you be moving through that shit. I don't know what it is. I read Sakamoto in like 2-3 days. That's quick for me.
Well, I felt bad when I saw the number of pages. Like, I never really think it because per chapter is like, what, 18 to 20 something pages?
Yeah.
But when I saw the, as like cumulatively, how many pages there were, let's just say it's extra. Let's just say it's off by fucking like 100 pages. Mm-hmm. That's still like 1,000 pages. Homie's got to fucking draw a bunch of people in boxes over and over. True. That shit is crazy.
True.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, bro.
So, I don't know. I was reading that and I was like, damn, this is nuts. But bro, low key, the Kindle is like the way to go. Kindle is the way to go to read shit, period.
Would you buy it? Because
every time, I bought it online.
Okay.
I bought it online. I'm lying. I went to the store. I went to Best Buy.
Got it. Was it expensive?
Nah, not even. It's like one something.
Okay. I got some gift cards I can tap into.
Yeah, fuck that. And what's it called? And then, fuck, I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, because when I'm on the phone, I'm getting notification of doing this, down the third. And then every time I finish reading something, like I don't know if it's what the phone is doing, but like I just want to go to something else. I got the ability to open Safari. I got ability to open Firefox and then YouTube. I got so many other things that can act as a distraction that if I'm opening the Kindle, my focus is keenly just on that.
Yeah.
So you have like blockers, you have blinders, and you just forget everything about everything else. And that's your one and only goal, just to read. And you crunch through mad fucking shit, whether books or comics or manga or otherwise. It's actually kind of lit.
So I say I'd be setting the mood, like I'd be taking out one of my candles and like I'd be putting some Spotify on, like some instrumentals, and like if you just focus on one thing, you can get a lot of shit done. I hate trying to like balance like multiple events at once because I know I'm not gonna get shit done. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Fam. Which is like the perfect segue to the conversation we were having last week. Regarding that shit you put on your face. Last week, why are you making all the faces for? You said I was going to try the VR.
Oh, yes.
And I tried it after the podcast.
Yes, you did.
and it was like the, have you ever seen like things just click? A bunch of ideas come together and make sense.
Yo.
It felt like what a eureka moment feels like.
Yo.
It felt like all of it making sense.
It was
And it was
fun
by
watching
far the
you.
most terrifying feeling ever.
Terrifying, damn. I was watching you experiencing it, and it was cool seeing you like, huh, okay, huh. You were trying to like put the shit together. It was kind of funny.
Because the shit really all hit like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at interviews, started looking at this, da, 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 and all the shit been in the works for mad long, bro. Anybody that hasn't tried a VR, if you get a chance to try it, it's by far the most mind-blowing thing ever.
Yo.
Because you've seen anime on the shit. Like, you've seen Sword Art Online, you've seen all this shit, and we're basically on the move for that.
Bro.
And bro, anybody that likes visual novels, like Ace Attorney and all them shits, fucking Danganronpa and all that, like if you're interested in that, VR is like the perfect
Oh.
conduit for things like that.
Yeah, I
The
was
Telltale Games, oh my god.
that would be fire. Yeah. I was on it today just on like on YouTube watching like VR videos and like it was just dope like just being in the space and you could do 3D VR or like the 180 or just like watch it in front of you. Whatever like a monitor or whatever way you want to go about it. It's pretty dope. And I'm like, bro, like this shit is different. Like I was on Netflix just chilling watching Baki. Like it's a cool thing to do. It's just fun. One thing I get used to is like the weight on your head for like a long period of time. Like if you have it on, it's gonna just feel weighted and shit and kind of get a crack your neck or whatever the case is. But like other than that, or maybe also like the strain on your eyes because it is a screen, so you might just get tired of looking at it. But other than that, it's like it's dope. It's cool to just go somewhere else. Like I'm in my office, right? And I'm in quarantine. I'm stuck in my office, right? I can't leave this room. Freaking, I put that on. Now I'm freaking in a cabin and like Aspen, freaking like all this crazy shit. Like what the fuck? And, like I felt like I left the room for a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. So like it kind of helped my claustrophobia or whatever. So it's pretty dope just to put that on, just go different places and do different things. I was playing a few games, like just a couple of things, just seeing what it's like. I was playing a shooter game. It's called Fan something. It's a shooting game, like a zombie shooting game. And it was actually pretty fun. I don't play shooters. I was like, okay, let me just test it out. And I actually had pretty fun headshots and shit like that. And like when they pull up on you and they're in your face, they're actually in your face, and you're like, yo, back up. Like I like under his chain, like cap, like bro, it's fire. I love it. It's dope. The only bad part is that you gotta pay for a lot of different games. So, like, I play a lot of demos so far. I'm playing a lot of free games. I'm looking for the free shit. I haven't bought anything yet, but like, apparently, what is it? Resident Evil? That game's like different. Like, that's like one of the best VR experiences you could have, apparently. So I might buy that one. But other than that, like, yeah, I think you should test it out. I was in a few things and like they had like the VR chats and shit. I was in that one time and like it's funny just like dancing with people and like I forget that there's an actual person and I don't like I was on a different account, right? So
Yo, why are you making burner accounts already?
no, not burner
Why?
account. It wasn't for me, it was somebody else.
Yeah,
I was in that person's account. So I wasn't in my body, so I didn't want to talk because like my body isn't me. I just felt weird not being who I am. That's just weird too. Like you could go on and be someone different, but I want to be me. So I didn't talk. I was just dancing and shit. They started talking to me, and it's like, what happened?
VR.
I can't hear you.
Nothing. Never mind, just keep going.
Okay. Either way, okay, I was dancing and shit, and then like they danced with me. I'm like. And then they started talking to me like, "Oh shit, I forgot like that's a real person." And I froze up for a second like, "What do I do? What do I do?" I just fucking took it off. Like I get mad nervous sometimes because like you forget like right now it's a weird space of like being online versus like offline. But then like it's about to just be all like together and like I don't know, it's a weird thing. I'm still trying to get used to it, but it's fun. It's new. It's cool. I like it.
Did you ever get a scared feeling? Did you ever feel terrified, like, what in the fuck?
Ever get a scared feeling? What in the fuck? No.
Like, I'll tell, like, for me, it opens so many different ideas and cans of worms. You know what I mean?
In a bad way?
If I slap, my brain operates that way, so obviously it's going to do that. But, so yes.
Okay.
But in all ways.
Okay.
In all different kinds of ways. Like if I slap you in metaverse, like if me and my avatar, I slap you in the face. Like, is that a crime of some sort? Like, is that assault? Like, did I just hit you?
I think I mentioned to you, somebody said it was like groped in metaverse, and like they already like starting on that bullshit. It's like, wait, you're groped, huh? Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. As of right now, I'm assuming that's not an issue, but like eventually, as things get more advanced with the gloves and all this stuff that you can attach to your like your headset and just do all this weird shit, I feel like things are gonna start to come into play where it's like that you can't do or that, but like it's weird because it's not you, but like if you could feel it, is I don't know, bro, it's weird.
Well, and not only that, but like you were just saying how you're stuck. So this helped you get feel like you're somewhere else. It helped you feel better. It helped you move out and do all this other shit. Most people feel that way on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So this is like an everlasting coke hit.
They go, what?
Like, it takes you out of your day-to-day. Niggas always doing weed. Niggas want to fuck around, call process, like all this, to find a way to watch anime, like to find a way to remove yourself from the real world. You're literally doing that and can do that for as long as you want.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And especially when I'm sure, yo, imagine what RPGs are going to look like.
Bro.
Son, you are literally going to be an isekai.
I was looking for some. Like, I haven't bought a game yet because I want something like that where I could just go in that world and just like do shit in that. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I need to find a game like that. But yeah, like freaking one game called like VR Chat, and they have community guides, which are people who pay who work for the game, and they just answer questions and shit. Like
this is like chat roulette, but VR.
It's like a space. Like imagine my room, but a VR room, and then you can just log in and be all just in the room, just chilling, talking or whatever. But it's a bigger room, and you walk around, whatever you want to do. But like, I could be paid to be here, just like to moderate or help answer questions. Or you like, you don't know how to do something, I could just tell you how to do it and shit. And like, imagine being an RPG, and like you log into your job, and now you just here's your quest. Like, give me this, take this potion, deliver it to Anthony down the street. Like, wait, what? Huh?
Son, is it gonna turn into that Black Mirror episode where like the two friends? Do you watch Black Mirror?
I haven't seen it, but I know of the episode.
Two friends, been longtime friends. One of them is married, the other one isn't, and they rekindle their friendship after years. They start hanging out on this VR shit, and because they're avatars, they start fucking each other incessantly, and it feels real. And then they start falling in love. It turns into this whole thing.
Yeah,
when you I kind of feel like that's the trajectory you and I are gonna take.
You and I,
yeah. I feel like
I'm not opposed to it, right?
Oh yeah,
right. We can help each other.
It's not real,
but if you're ejaculating, is it real then?
Are you? You're gonna be the girl, right?
We can take turns.
How? The avatar is forever.
Like, no, you can switch it. You can.
That's wild.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like I'm sure there's like different like presets you could have at some point. Maybe even now, where you could be this character for this game and like have different costumes and shit.
And classes, like you could be the warrior. You could be the primrose. You can be the
fuck is that?
Therion. You started playing Octopath, nigga.
Oh.
I figured you know all the fucking characters from Octopath. Fuck out of here.
I started, bro. Then I got VR.
Now that's nuts, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And you showed me
that, shit's terrifying.
You showed me that video of the dude with the VR set, like going ham on the sex doll.
Yeah.
You're trying to blow her back out.
Going
literally.
Paint. He throwed a thumb into the fan. Homie was going crazy. So anybody that's never seen it, basically a dude had a VR headset on his head, and then they gave him plastic doll, and on they had a TV next to him, and he was surrounded by a crowd in this Comic-Con-esque area, and they had like a section just for this, and you were seeing what he was seeing on the VR headset, and he was going crazy on the puss.
Yup.
So much so that he actually, it looked like he nutted. Like, it looked like he had finished.
I thought that was theatrics, but he could have, yeah.
I mean, it could be theatrics, sure. But he sold it pretty well.
Yeah, he had the My Hero fit on and everything.
Crazy. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Yeah. This VR thing is going to be the most mind-blowing thing since phones.
That's why right
the internet.
Yeah, right now I'm looking for like ways to make money using it, because like besides working for it, there's games apparently coming out where you can like play, and like as you play you can own land, and then if you're on the land, I don't all this weird shit, like I don't understand the space yet, but I'm trying to, because since I have a VR set, I might as well get adapted to it pretty quickly so I can figure out the best way to profit from it, or like to gain from it, instead of just using it, like maybe I could create on it or some shit. I don't know. There's different things you could do with it. So like when you're on the forefront of a technology, you might as well just like figure out how to use it for your best interest.
Yeah, I spoke to a couple of people in my family and they were saying the same thing, like, oh, like how do you monetize it? And I was like, that's interesting that that's the first thing you went to.
Yeah.
I've spoken to a few people and that's the first thing that they've said. Yo, but how do you monetize it? Yo, but what do you do to monetize it? Like making money out of it has been seemingly the conversation at the forefront of everybody, like having a like conversation around it.
You know,
I wonder how that's gonna shift.
I think because like gaming was so weird until it's like, oh, you can make money from it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So like, okay, so this is gaming. How do you make money from it? So I think people want that answer so they can understand, like, should I buy it for my child, or like, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Interesting. Now, like the arts and all the things that were weird before,
is profitable
because it makes money.
Yep.
So now, when you hear about something potentially adding on to that weird thing that you thought was weird at one point,
yeah,
you're like, let me just not dismiss it as quickly.
Yep. YouTube, podcast, Twitch, gaming, whatever it is, people thought it was weird, and it's like you start making money. TikTok. You make money, it's like, oh shit, let me hop on that real quick. Like, people want money, so they're like, I'll do whatever it takes to get this bag, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but I'm here for it.
It is crazy. OnlyFans is gonna take it to another level.
Bro.
Vloggers are gonna take it to a different level, too.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna get strange. It's about to get scary, bro. Damn. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm gonna keep playing with it. I think by next week, I'm gonna actually buy a game so I could give like a better review on like a finished, polished product. But yeah, I'm having fun with it. It's cool. I'm gonna tap in right after, to be honest. Mega Man Jacket. That's what I wanna do, low key. If I could do Mega Man Jacket type.
Oh my god.
Bro, that's where I'm headed. That's where I'm headed. Yo, oh my, okay, I'm done. If I could just be like Proto Man real quick, say less. All right, I'm done. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, Lord. Nevertheless, is there anything else that you got, sir?
No, sir. We are nearing on an hour 40 minutes. I think we kind of said everything we gotta say for the most part.
Sheesh, finito. Hopefully, I already tested again today, so I am negativo. Hopefully, you are the same next week, so
hopefully
we can enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Pause. What? But yeah, anything else you had to add? Anything else you're looking forward to? Anything like that?
Nope, that's it for me. Everybody stay safe. Make sure y'all be careful, wash your hands and all that shit. That's it for me.
All right, then. It's been another episode of the podcast, y'all. Peace.
Peace.